Let's go down to Petco and bring in Alex Pavlovich of the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. I think I got a seizure from that Cars for Kids commercial, but other than that, everything is good.
I got to hear it 1,000 times a weekend.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah. Yep, I do. What can I tell you? All right, let's get right to it. Scudero plays yesterday and plays tonight. Is that the plan? I know the sandstorm came through yesterday, cut short his rehab. But, boy, they're looking like they're pushing him right up here.
Yeah, it was two innings last night because there was a dust storm that got in there and kind of ended everybody's night. But he's not going to play today because it's played back-to-back days. He will play tomorrow. We'll play five innings, and then they'll reevaluate him after that. I wouldn't be surprised if after that we start hearing some serious Fresno Grizzlies talk. You know, I think there's really no point in him playing too long in rookie league games if he's able to handle the grind of baseball physically. And certainly those games down there, they're really long. There's a lot of errors. There's some terrible pitching. So the faster they can get him up the chain a little bit, the faster they're going to do it.
All right, Brandon Belt comes back today. I imagine he just can't – must be like his birthday today. He just can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, I saw him walking in, and he was the same old Brandon Belt, not too excitable, just very relaxed, very kind of matter-of-fact about being back. So I know he was in the cage early. I know he's excited to be hitting down there at the very least. So, and you know, this lineup needs him in the worst way.
Yeah, it does. Hey, what about Pagan? Any news from him today?
Nothing new. We're going to hear from Bruce Bochy in about 15 minutes here, so maybe we'll get something then.
All right, and you'll tweet that up to everybody.
I will.
Yeah. All right, as you always do. There was a comment yesterday that Bochy called in some of the team leaders and, you know, to get their input and say certain things to him. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you know, I read all that, too. I was sitting by a pool down here in San Diego. But I read what the other guys wrote, and I heard some of it on the radio yesterday, too. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he did kind of, you know, have some lieutenants out there. And there's only so much a manager can say. I mean, he's talked to them a few times in the last month. He's talked publicly about their struggles. He's talked privately about it. At some point, it has to come from a different voice, and I think it has to come from some of the players. They've given some of these guys quite a responsibility and made three or four of them kind of the face of the franchise. And I think, you know, it's up to those guys to get the rest of the group going.
Who do you think he called in, if you could speculate, or maybe you know that? Who was called in?
Well, I don't know the names for sure, but just kind of seeing what's happened in the past, I'm sure Buster Posey was there. I'm sure Matt Cain was there. Javier Lopez, I'm sure, was in there. I wouldn't be surprised, given his stature now in the organization, if Hunter Pence was in there. Maybe a Tim Hudson. And, you know, guys like that, I mean, guys who have been around a while, guys who have a little bit more standing in the game. And I think you kind of, you know, you delegate to them and see if they can get this group going.
Well, you know, Alex Pavlovich with us here just for a few minutes before Bruce Bochy has his press conference. You know, the Padres all of a sudden, out of last place, and, you know, now they're in third place, 9.5 out.
Yeah, and they always give the Giants a tough time. So, you know, this isn't going to be easy by any means. I think if you look at the schedule, this is one where if you're the Giants, you have to take 2 out of 3 here, if not sweep, just because they have to start winning some of these series, especially – you know, against the rest of the division. I think that's where they can make up a lot of ground over the next 3 months here. But it's not going to be easy. It never is here at Petco. It seems like every game is 2-1, and it comes down to the ninth inning.
Alex, when does Sabian sit down and say, okay, this is who I have here for this ball club. This is where I think they're going. When does that happen for Brian Sabian?
I'm sure he's done it already. I'll bet he did it right after the draft, or if not right before. I think, you know, the problem with this group is that this group is what it is. They've spent a lot of money on this team. It's about $150 million on these guys, and they have a lot of guys who are locked into their spots, and a lot of guys who are locked into their spots for years to come, and those are the guys who are going to have to get them out of this. I don't think this team has the prospects to go out and make a kind of season-changing move in the middle of July or at the end of July. I think it'll have to be the guys who are here.
All right, coming out of spring training, you know, you and I and Andy and Chris and Henry would sit down there and talk just about every day about the ball club. The consensus sort of was they can hit. You know, I said that a million times. How do you feel about the ball club right now?
I think, you know, I'm a little surprised by what's happening here, because if I thought any group would go off the rails, I thought it was going to be the starting pitching and maybe the bullpen. The bullpen has struggled here the last few weeks, but the starters have been really good for the most part, for a couple weeks, and it's just the lineup. They're not hitting, and, you know, missing Angel Pagan is a huge part of that. And I think we talked about it a couple weeks on your show. You really started to feel the absence of Brandon Belt when Michael Moore stopped hitting. And it's just kind of what they depended on. I mean, they're not going to have a guy in here who hits 30 homers. They're not going to have three or four guys put up all-star numbers for the most part. But they were really good when they had everybody going 1 through 8. And that disappeared. And with that, the runs disappeared.
How do you assess Sandoval right now? And you know, he's one of the top hitters since May in the National League. And I saw the stats, I saw the numbers, and I said, really? I just didn't have that feeling that was right. How did you feel about it?
Well, I think we don't have that feeling because the hits aren't kind of making the impact you would expect. You know, in the past, it's been a guy that you really like having up there in late innings, somebody who embraces the moment. And I can't really think off the top of my head of more than one or two huge hits it's had for them this year. But he's been good since that slow start. I mean, he's been really good at the plate. And all season long, I don't think he's getting the credit he deserves defensively. I think he's been outstanding out there at third. And, you know, that's something else that people are looking at and scouts are going to look at. I think regardless of the impact it's having on the Giants every day, he's making himself a lot of money.
Yeah, I agree. All right, one last thought. What's your take being around the ball club and just their attitude? I say it this way. I opened the show today saying I think they're maybe accepting losing a little bit. Let's go to the next city, and all of a sudden, you know, you're 7-18.
You know, it's weird. When they were 21 games up, when they were winning 2 out of every 3 games, they never seemed like they were doing that. They never seemed that high on themselves. They never seemed to realize, you know, what they were doing out on the field and how good they had been. And that was a good trait. And now when they're kind of losing 2 out of every 3 or even more when they're getting swept in some of these series, it doesn't seem like, on the other end, it doesn't seem like you realize how bad they've been. So I guess it's a good trait in a long season, 162 games, to be able to go out there with the same attitude every single day. But I do think they've reached a point now, and I think you heard Bruce Bochy say it yesterday and Brian Sabian say it on KNBR, that, you know, it enough of the we come out tomorrow and try to end this. You have to end it, and you have to be a little bit more forceful. You have to have a little bit more of a sense of urgency, and I think that's kind of probably what the message was yesterday in that meeting.
All right. Hey, great. Alex, thanks for taking the time, and I hope we can talk to you tomorrow or Sunday.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. Alex Pavlovich, he's heading off to the press conference that Bruce Bochy will be having at 1:50 today. And maybe if we follow Alex on Twitter or Andy Baggerly at CSN Bags with 2 G's, we'll find out a little bit more about Angel Pagan as we go through the show today.